ago.
All right, everybody. Welcome back for another amazing episode of the...
Adoya Podcast.
Boom. You already know what it is. And in this week's episode, me and Lou kicked it off with movies. I asked him about anime. That led into why we watch the certain movies we watch. And a little bit of a conversation around that. It was pretty dang interesting. From there, we actually got into a fact. So, a frequently asked questions part of the episode. This is something we just now started, and I want to make sure we're covering some frequently asked questions that we ourselves are asked as coaches, and stuff that we're constantly hearing on other podcasts within the fitness industry, within the skate industry, that skaters are asking, that other humans are asking. And today, what was our frequently asked question? Well, we just talked about home gym stuff. So what do you need if you have $0 all the way up to $2,500? How do you start to build out your home gym to really have everything you need and get the best literal bang for your buck? Make sure you tune in if you've ever wondered what you need for your home gym, because you'll be pretty blown away at the stuff you can get for a lot cheaper than you'd expect. Hint, you can get a lot done with $0. And there's quite a bit of insight that we give into some of the equipment that I own, that Lou owns, why we own it, and how we use it. So I hope you all enjoy. And of course, before we get into the episode, you know, I got to give a shout out to our sponsors. Thank you, Third Layer Skate Park and Skate Shop. We are excited for this trip to AZ with you guys and the team. Monticoso Skateboards, keep showing the love because we all see it and we all love you back. So thank you, Monticoso Skateboards. And last but not least, Batch Roast & Co. I always say thank you for fueling my mornings and getting me going for the day. So if you want to check out any of these amazing companies I brought up, make sure you check out the show notes and everybody will be down there, as well as everything we mentioned in this week's episode. We also are going to have a little list of gym equipment down there as well. So if you guys are interested in looking at a list of gym equipment that I myself am going to put together, go ahead and check that out. And hopefully it can give you some value and get your home gym up to the standards that you want it to be. And also, hey, if you got a home gym, post some pictures of it. Post it on your story. Tag me, tag Lou, tag XSF Podcast, tag XSF. Let us know what's up. We'll definitely reshare it and get hyped. And yeah, without further ado, I hope you all enjoy this week's episode. Dude, I don't care. It's a beautiful view. And dude, it's so awesome, man. Hey, I mean,
yeah,
that's just another reason for you to go watch on YouTube to see exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, what was just so ghetto. If you want a quick view of the East River.
It looks cool, man. I mean, definitely at night like that just lit up, but I don't know. Lou's trying
to it's dope.
Get the hell up on out of there.
Oh, yeah. I gotta bounce. Time to go.
Dude, one of these days we really should just like, because I think we hold you back too much, dog. For what reason?
What do you mean?
When we're talking sometimes, I think we just hold you back too much. I think we just need to let you rip it more, bro.
Are you sure?
People seem to like that side of Lou, dude. So,
yeah. All right. No problem.
Let loose a little bit. Hey, did you ever watch anime growing up?
No. A lot of people, I've heard from a lot of people that it's good. I've never. Jack a little bit.
Yeah. Yep.
Some of Dragon Ball Z because, again, kids, like I was trying to get into it.
Yep.
Because other kids liked it, but I just wasn't my style.
See, what's funny to me is like, my favorite character ever was Vegeta. I don't know if you like remember him from Dragon Ball Z.
Is that the guy with the blonde hair?
Well, they kind of all had blonde hair when they went Super Saiyan mode, but yeah.
Shows how much I watched.
Yeah, he did. No, but he was just that dude who had like Saiyan pride. Like he would get so mad because Goku was like, dude, it reminds me literally. So no, here's what that show reminded me of my whole life growing up, my skateboarding career so far. So it's like I was Vegeta. And then all my homies were like Goku. So they just like came up in the game and could just skate really good and shit. And I'm like, I'm over here like trying my ass off, always a step behind. Obviously, like wasn't that case, but I think that's why I resonated with the show so much. I was Vegeta growing up.
Dude, it could be because I just noticed that the other day watching a movie that I saw for the first time.
Yeah.
And it's like I had that exact realization. I was like, yo, we always, us humans, at least myself, resonates with a movie heavy when it's like something I'd either really enjoy doing in life, like a life you're watching in a movie, or what the movie's kind of about, you know, or what the two, or what the two main characters or one main character, whatever, like what their story is or what they're, you know, what they're trying to portray.
Or like what you're going through in life even at that moment, I think. Because well, like, I can't even like watch anime anymore because it just doesn't resonate. But back in the day, it's like, oh, it's weird. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's with what you're going through life. You'll watch something and be like, oh. And you can watch that exact same thing in a whole different moment. And just be like, oh, it's a good movie. Good movie. Mm-hmm. I watch this movie and I'm like, it's my favorite movie I've ever seen in my life, man.
What was it?
I feel it. Leon the Professional.
Leon the Professional.
You never seen that shit? Yo, it's...
Was it fire? What's up?
homeboy, like, Leon, he's the professional hitman for a gangster Italian in Little Italy.
It's literally Lou. If Lou, if Lou wasn't stop. Here doing this.
Yeah, that is fighting. Love beef, so.
Oh shit, Leon the Professional. I'm gonna check that out then.
Yeah, so he's a hitman. Long story short, he ends up. See, I'm not gonna say falls in love because it wasn't that. I don't think it was that. Where a lot of people could probably portray it like that he fell in love with this 13-year-old girl because they say they love each other. Like she might think that, but he's. When he says he loves her, I think he just meant he gave him a reason to do things, like other than just be him being the professional hitman. It gave him other feelings of love, you know, and it gave him, because his best friend was a plant, you know what I mean? He was the hitman. That was all he fucking did. He didn't sleep. I said, I don't want to give it a movie, though. I don't fuck it up.
Hey.
But, yo, I just sat, because, you know, I'm fucking over here. Like, I'm doing my thing. Like, I just sat there. I was like, God damn, bro. I fucking love this movie, yo.
Like, dude, this is a hitting right now.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn.
What's I do. What is it so with cool that? Movies and shit. Because I was gonna ask you, too, like, with movies. I think it's interesting. Like, why some people are into certain movies? Like, me and JoJo love scary movies, right? Like, just that feeling of, like, being scared from a scary movie. Although, like, all scary movies have sucked dick recently, so hasn't been that case.
When
but
do you think they started sucking?
That's a good quote. Once they made the Freddy versus Jason movie, they just got terrible from there.
Okay. Because I was going to... because
it goes back a while, bro. Yeah, it goes back a while.
I'm a little older than you, and I've been thinking that. So I just want to see, like...
It goes back... Dude, I've been walking... Yeah, I mean, my first scary movie, I was 4 years... 4 or 5, and it was American Werewolf in London, bro. I have been loved scary movies. Like, that was... That was a scary movie, and
I accidentally saw my first scary movie. Like,
did you?
My mom thought I was asleep, and they were watching It. So I was scared of clowns. I was scared of clowns. I was scared of that motherfucker. Like, I would be riding my bike around the sump. You have a sump around where I'm at, and I would think he's chasing me and shit. Like, I was freaked out by homeboy, fuck me up, you know. Until then, real life shit happened. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But at that age, same thing. That was my biggest fear, right?
Same thing happened with American Werewolf in London.
Yeah, dude. And then you find out he was the same guy in Home Alone 2.
You're like, you got your ass beat by like a 4-year-old.
No, I'm like, fuck that. This is I forget his name in real life, but I'm like, he's the guy who goes, hello, or I love you in Home Alone 2, son. So I'm like, I can't.
I can't be scared of
this same guy. This is Pennywise. Oh, changed everything. I was like, all right, come on, let's like play dice or something.
I just find it interesting how like one like we could like that, like being, I don't know, do you like scary movies to this day or no?
Not really. I'm just like whatever with them, but I can tell you why, a reason why us humans love that stuff.
Yeah,
it is because that it gives us that feeling of excitement of danger, you know. It's living on the edge. It's because we're all scared to die, but we love watching it. Like, we don't like talking about it, but we love going and watching serial killer shows on Netflix. That's why if you go on Netflix,
It's the most watched documentaries, dude. Yeah.
Look at all action movies. Bah, 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 shoot them up, kill them. But when it happens in our lives, personally, we're offended and we're going to... That's why, though. We like dancing with it. But when it comes to reality, no bueno. But
we like it so much.
That's a part of it.
Because you know what? Thing. I wonder... Well, no. I know this for a fact. Back in the day when I was running, I was just thinking like, hey, do like... People who are like actually gangbanging every single day, like, do they watch the same movie and get the same feeling? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe it's like, damn, bro, this just happened yesterday.
Imagine the most hardcore gangbanger just sitting down and watching The Notebook just to break
just
away.
Just breaking down. Just like, this like, never is going to happen.
And like the gangster shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, end of like a hard day, it is banging like the three like top dudes in a crew.
Yeah.
The other guys are staying on the street. That's what they're
doing. Yeah. Everybody else is out there running shit.
The best clientele in the middle of the night. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But those dudes that were just out there like, yo, bro, I go nuts. You go up there, they like lock the door, like quadruple lock, x-ray scan, like, you know, no one's going to know what we're doing in here.
They roll it up, and then they just let the notebook rip, bro. Tissues on the table, bro. Chicks in the back still, butt naked, whipping up the coke still. You can't stop business, bro.
Coke and shit, like, you know, but this is their thing, like.
Oh, man. That's too good.
Probably happening.
I don't know. We used to always watch just like Boys in the Hood. I don't know. That was just like the go-to. Yeah.
I grew up watching like some of the top movies we watched just because it was like, you know, Belly, Shatas, City of God. Those were like the top three. Like
the top three?
Yeah, like Belly, Shatas, and City of God. Shatas was almost something we watched. At one point in my life, I watched that movie almost every day. Like
almost every day? Yep.
Yeah, because like, we were just selling drugs and just watching that movie, being like, yeah.
I remember when that movie with, what was it, Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa or whatever, that stupid like high school get high movie or whatever the heck it was.
I didn't see that.
That was perfect for me and my friends when it came out, though, because we were literally like 16, just like, that's all we did, bro, was just sell weed and smoke weed and skate. So it was like, this is us, dude. And we just literally, because my house was the crib, bro. Like, me and three other dudes did online school. So, like, one of them was always at my house. Like, it was either Tanner, shout out, Tanner Van Vark, or it was Jonathan Reese. And we were just literally... They don't care. I'm going to put them on blast. It's not even on blast. They blow more weed than I do nowadays. But we literally just sit down here and just kick it. And just, it's so funny because like the office I'm sitting in, the studio, was my old room. So like we would all sit down here, skate during the day. And then we had sheets up. We'd hang sheets up at night on like the side where the TV was and the couch. And then we had like those little like spoof things, bro, with like the toilet paper and I think about it, bro, probably just inhaling fucking dryer sheets, bro. But you know, little dryer sheets on the end, you blow that shit out and you'd think it smelled good. My mom would always be like, stop fucking smoking, snakes up here. And I'm like, oh shit, damn, all right, we're good, we're
dude,
done.
That's funny because my house was the spot to hang out, like
that was my spot too.
It's the basement, but like you just smoke right there. My mom would just walk by. Like, there was no hiding.
Yeah, that's how it was.
What's
love you, mom.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So what?
You know?
Oh,
man.
There
was drugs I did in that basement. It was insane. The amount of shit that we did in that basement.
I'm telling you, dude.
It's known.
I'm telling you, where this podcast is ran out of, man, there's been some shit down here, bro.
Shit, bro. Basements are the most.
I swear. Every kid. Like, and that's why I will never give my kid a basement room. I know what the fuck happens down there, guys.
Yeah,
not
facts.
Happening.
Yo,
not
you're getting the room
happening.
Across from
me. Across from me.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah, but no, I don't know, because I also started off my life across the room from my parents.
Yeah, me and JoJo were just talking about that the other night. I was like, hey, I think we might have to start having sex not in our room right now. Because, like, our room is right next to Arlo's, and, like, our walls are paper thin. Like, it's just, you can hear everything. And he's 4 now, right? And it's like, I think about it when we're going at it and, you know, she's, daddy, blah, 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 all this, yeah. You know, doing my thing. Hey, yeah, she gets loud sometimes. And I was sitting there like, dude, I think we got to take this in the shower or on the couch from now on for right now, like on the ground somewhere. Like we can go anywhere. It's just like, can't be in the room. I'm a dog, baby. I don't know where this episode's gonna end up going, but hey, we're here now.
It was on the ground. It doesn't matter.
Just not in the room.
What does that mean?
Hey man, I gotta think of my kids' well-being. Because I think about it, dude. Like, you hear about some
crowd. Like, it doesn't matter. We just gotta get out of this fuck
room. It's just crazy. I don't know. Do you hear like these crazy like imprinting stories of like when kids are that age? That's you. Yeah.
Oh, fucking A, Cotton. What?
Jeez, man. See, that's what I'm saying.
So crazy. You know, it's part of why lust is one of the big drivers. Lust and anger. You know, I was around it my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know what I mean?
God, that's so
definitely,
funny,
definitely get on the ground.
Yeah.
Just get the fuck still out of that room.
Just get on the ground. Just get on the ground. Get out of there. We could do it right here on the desk.
We
could
shower,
hey,
the
wherever.
Couch, get on the ground. Quick, get on the ground.
Stop, drop, and roll, baby.
Yeah. Make a piece, make a small little section of that basement, the you know.
Got a little corner right here. Yeah. We'll set
this up. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
You ever hear of an extension cord?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to put your shit through your kids' toy thing.
Okay, all right. So there's reason why I don't have an extension cord up there, though. Because I'm always going to have to unplug it and then just fucking plug it back in. Because you can't just have... All my extension cords, if you were to see...
Do you always plug that and plug that in?
The light? Yeah, it unplugs every time I'm not recording.
Oh, so you're only going through that thing when you're recording?
Yeah, but like, that's the funny part, is like every time I set up the studio, I literally have to climb through my kid's goddamn playroom house and plug it in.
Yeah, but you can literally... Hold on. So,
if I had an extension cord, though, the kids are just going to play with it. That's the thing.
What
if they already
hang it up top?
Go up the wall with it? Yeah, I mean, I could do that, but I feel like...
Soon you have a sheetrock?
Yeah.
Yeah, forget it. Never mind.
Yeah, it wouldn't really hold much. I mean...
That's the closest outlet?
Yeah. There's one on this pillar, but if I do it on the pillar, then it doesn't... Like, see how the light's coming from, like, this side? From my... I guess, like, I don't even know, my right, technically. But it's... If I have it over there, then it's coming from this side. It shines on the boards and all that shit and gets all this blown out. So, yeah. I don't know, dude. I made it work. I just thought it was fucking hilarious because I was like, dude.
No, that is pretty funny. I just assumed that you just...
Multi-universal space, dude. Podcast, studio, fucking business office, playroom, gym. Got it all down here.
That's it.
And like, got it all down here.
Why would you want 10 different locations for all that shit? So you just gotta waste time traveling?
I mean, I definitely want the gym in a different space just because I don't mind like the office. No, I mean, definitely want my own office, not in a playroom. Just it can get hard at times, but I make it work. I don't really care about that. More so the gym.
Obviously, dude, you're not going to like
yeah.
when your kids are, as your kids grow and the business is growing, you're not just going to turn around when you be, you know what?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna put a daycare in this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Screw it. It's just
might as well.
How I'm just used to it.
So yeah,
that's how I started the business. How we're gonna do it?
Yeah,
now.
We're just gonna do
kids
it now.
Kids are grown. Screw it.
Like we need more
daycare. You know,
but just the gym. It's just like the because like if I'm trying to work, like I'm always like chasing the kids over to the weights. Like I mean, sure. Arlo listens. Like he loves. It's dope though because all like he always asks me to put in my dip bars because I have like the dip bar attachment for my power rack. So like, mm-hmm. actually has like the big pin. And you can put it at different heights and. I'll put it at a low enough height for him to where he can, like, he literally, dude, can put his, he grabs on with his hands, lifts his feet up, puts his feet over his head, and then lifts himself up and then sits on top of it and just kicks it up on top of the dip bars. Yeah, dude, it's so sick. But then, of course, we have the one-year-old who sees him doing that, and then he's like, oh, let me go try to climb on this, and he tries to climb on it, and he tries to go walk on the weights and bust his little butt, and I'm just like, oh, man. You know, but it's cool too when I'm also working out and my 4-year-old's coming over and doing like clean and jerks with a freaking 5-pound kettlebell. Like he's like, Dad, look
what
at me. And he's like, picking it up, dude.
What
he was doing squat jumps with me. It was tight, man. It was tight.
It's awesome.
Felt good.
That's awesome. That's so great.
You know
now
what?
You do it like owning a gym part. What were you going to say?
Oh, no, no, go ahead.
Now we can talk about your kids and stuff?
No, no, go ahead, go ahead.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Because, like, owning the gym, son, that's all, like, I would sleep in it, live in it. I don't, like, as I'm going through life, I'm trying to want less. So mm-hmm. the way I look at it is, like, it's literally, like, my main thing. So as everything else progresses, I don't need it. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's there. Mm-hmm. So literally, I can live in the gym.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is like...
I just love it. I love being in the gym. Being in the gym alone, it's just like...
This is the first place I come when I wake up every morning, dude. Yeah, every single morning. I wake up, it's the first place I come.
If I had more than 400 square feet. But honestly, I could just put... If I was staying here.
Yeah.
If I was staying here, I'd dead ass would buy a squat rack.
Yeah, you could put in that bitch. Look what Jimmy... What is it? Jimmy Mufu? Mufu. You saw his like old setup and his... Yeah, like his old ass... like apartment setup he had. Like, I mean, his was, dude, if you look up his old videos, like before he blew up on YouTube and stuff, like, I mean, like he had to start somewhere, and like the way he started, dude, like he had some crazy stuff in his, but like, he had power, same thing, power rack in a like 500 square foot apartment. But
it's literally all I would need. Yeah. But I'm also thinking I'm on the 31st floor. So I think that like, if I was lifting some weights in here, that might have an issue with the 30th floor.
Yeah, could.
Especially the amount of weight that's going to be on the floor. Like, God forbid, as I'm building, it just goes through the floor. And I'm like,
oh, you know what? That's a perfect segue into what I want to talk about. I want to talk about a frequently asked question. So this is just something I've heard a lot from clients in the fitness space, listening to other podcasts. And something I hear a lot is, what is the best equipment to have for a home gym? And I mean, if you have no money and you're broke, your body, that's so like, I want to keep it to the point of like, I mean,
budget.
Yeah. Like, let's go.
We got $0. We got $100. We got $500 and we got $10,000.
Okay. Let's do it. Cool.
I forgot what it is.
We'll start at zero. All right. Sorry. So if you have $0, right, you're not too sure if you want to invest too much into anything at the moment, your body weight is going to be absolutely amazing. I mean, body weight is a form of intensity. You can slow the tempo down. You can go faster. You can do more reps. You can do more sets. There's a bunch of different things you can do with just your body weight to get a lot out of it. And also, I think a lot of us can benefit from just a block of body weight training. Because like, when's the last time most people have done that? It's probably been a while. Most people gravitate to grabbing the weights first and stuff. And I think probably be a little beneficial to hop on and let the body weight rip for a little bit and see how you truly move just with your body in space and time. Lou looks like looks like he's struggling with something right now.
No, I was looking up the prices of squat racks and I'm like blowing it out of proportion. You don't need $10,000 to do. You don't need.
Nah, dude. I got all my gym equipment for $2,500. So
okay,
I mean, can be the highest. Yeah, that can be the highest.
Let's go with the high. Let's do that.
So $0 body weight.
Where were you? Where were you when I said 10K?
I was just letting you go, bro. I mean, I was gonna get elaborate, bro. You go fucking all the way in. No, okay, so body weight for the first thing, right? Like, don't let that stop you. You don't have to have equipment to get going. I really suggest that you don't wait to get equipment to get going and just start. You know, start with some elevated push-ups if you've never done a push-up. Maybe some kneeling push-ups, some air squats, you know, stuff like that. And if you need any assistance, you already know, we got you. A little shameless plug. You always can go book a consultation at the link below.
Yes.
But
you can also do, like, lunges, walking lunges.
Yeah.
You can mimic. You can manipulate time and gravity by using tempos, you know, counting 5 seconds as you descend, holding the position for 5 seconds, coming out of that position for 5 seconds.
Yeah, isometrics, planks, like you just said, planks.
Tons of things you can do with just your body weight.
There's a ton.
Getting yourself into running. You can get yourself into some good running mechanics, you know, running against the wall, things like that.
Yeah.
And then go get running. Unless you're a runner already. You know, you can do things like that.
There's a lot, though. There is a lot you can do.
Go outside and pick up rocks.
Yeah, there you go.
Why not?
Yeah, for real.
Go to a jungle gym. You know I, how many times, I don't know about you, growing up, I would, you know, went on like, when I was obsessed with fit, working out, all I did, literally 7 days a week. For two of those days, I would run to the local, like, what would you call it? Jungle gym?
Jungle gym? Yeah, yeah, like the jungle gym.
Yeah, you know, you do the pull-ups there, whatever they had, just like messing around, like dips, pull-ups, inverted rows, you know what I mean? With your feet on the ground, your feet off the ground once you got better at them, and your feet hanging, so you know what I mean? There's so many things you could do just at a regular jungle gym.
I mean, here's literally like, I was at a park somewhere and just hopped up and started doing pull-ups at a baseball field. Like, there's no reason. There's no reason why you can't just do stuff like that. And I love doing stuff like that because it's like, it gives you the option of not having an excuse to not train. Like, oh no, I don't have my bands with me today. Well, get on the ground, do some push-ups. Like, not the end of the world. Still can get something in. And when it comes to a home gym, I mean, now your home gym is going to travel with you without you having to bring anything with you. So I do think it's probably the most valuable tool that we constantly walk around in every single day, but don't utilize enough. So there's number one. Number two, if we're going to get, let's go ranges. So now we went $0. Now let's go zero to 100. So what I would do for this is you kind of got to like, you got to make a decision. What I would do is I would get an adjustable kettlebell. So you can get like a 40-pound adjustable kettlebell. I believe mine, so a lot of my stuff's from Titan. I think my Titan one was, no affiliation or anything, but I think my Titan one was, I want to say $50 or $60. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't too expensive. But it's a great, easy, adjustable kettlebell. So it goes from 10 pounds all the way up to 40 pounds. I love that thing. What I would do then, so you, about $50-$40 left, maybe get a cheaper slant board. I got some slant boards, or like slant board pieces, I guess. It's like a multi one off of Amazon for like $15. I would do that. And then I would see maybe filling in the gaps with like some bands. You might have to go up to like 150, 125 ish. But I would definitely adjustable kettlebell, a whole set of bands. So like starting from like a micro, obviously you don't, I don't think a lot of people need that big ass thick band that's at the end of it. But most of the sets come with it and it's usually cheaper just to buy a set anyway. So I'd probably get a set that's like from a micro band up to a extra large band, I guess. I don't know what the fuck they call those things, but that'd be kind of my little thing. What about you, Lou?
If I'm able to do pull-ups, then a pull-up bar and that adjustable kettlebell. If I can't do pull-ups, that adjustable kettlebell. That goes from 10 to 40, you said, yeah?
Say that again?
The adjustable kettlebell goes from 10 to
40. Yeah, 10 to 40, yep.
And it's one of them, or is it a set?
Yeah, it's just one. And then, like, each weight's 5 pounds, so you can just slip the 5-pound weight off and go up in 5-pound increments. I love the thing. It's a little bit different grip, but it's nice.
Adjustable kettlebell. $100. I got adjustable kettlebell. Oh, what else would I do?
Lou's like, I'm just going on adjustable kettlebell all day.
It costs money. It costs too much money. I was going to say a mace, but I think they cost. Depends how much that 15 pound mace costs. If that 15 pound mace costs within the range,
$40 or something.
I'm doing that. I'm doing that. Because you could do tons of things with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to get some maces for sure.
Yeah, they're great fun. Too. Because you know what I mean? If people think pop off, you like you got weapons too. Like,
yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so you go 40-pound adjustable kettlebell and a 15-pound mace.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And of course, like we could dive into a bunch of different exercises with these, but that's not the goal here. Just know that the stuff that we're giving you, there's a wide variety. There's really an endless amount of exercises you can do and variations with these implements. I mean, you know more about maces than me, but I'm sure there's a million different ways to do that. But Let's go. So we went to 100.
What I also like about a mace, though, I'm sorry to cut you off. What I really like about a mace, too, is you could also utilize it as a dowel, like to assist you in movements.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then, like, again, like you said, there's just so much you can do with it.
Because it's, like, heavier at one end, right? And then it's, like, lighter on one end?
Yeah, because it's got the weight at one end, and it's just a stick.
Stick, right? So you even could hold it. You even could hold it out in front of you and have, like, an offset load and a bunch of... That's tight.
You can do regular... Yeah. You know, you can hold it at the ball here, and you know what I mean? And then with the adjustable... Between the adjustable kettlebell and that, you just have such a wide variety of now free weight options.
And some fun stuff, too. I think that's a big thing with that stuff. It's fun. You know?
And I'm sure you could find, like, something in your house that now you can use as a bench and start doing, like, chest-supported things or, like, benching things and an array thing.
Even just on the floor if you had to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or on a foam roller.
So what do you mean on a foam roller?
You ever done that?
What?
Like, laid on a foam roller and done, like, single arm pressing? Or, sorry. No, this one works. You only have... I always use both arms when I do that. This one works. You only have one.
Oh, because the foam roller is down your back?
Mm-hmm.
Like, mimicking your spine?
Yeah.
That's actually really good if you did single arm to, like, really work.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. I was thinking that, too, because you could get... Well, I mean, there's no... I mean, it's just, like, kind of like laying on a bench, a little bit different. You're just getting direct contact, but... It just gets you up.
It's different because of the width. The bench gives a lot more support.
That's what I'm saying. There's just less support. Yep. And then also, it's just at least, like, I mean, most people have a foam roller already. So I threw it in there just because it's like, if you have that and you don't, let's say you progressed up all the way up to the 40 pounds on the kettlebell on the floor with floor chest pressing, like single arm, then we want to increase that range of motion. Now, yeah, slow down the tempo and stuff, but. Maybe want to increase that range of motion. I mean, that's always an easy way to do it.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So $100. Let's go 250 to like $500 range, and then let's go all the way up. Because I think this is like where I would go. I would go an adjustable dumbbell set. So my adjustable dumbbell set was $120, and it came with, so each dumbbell goes up to 100 pounds, and it's like 10-pound plates, a couple 10-pound plates, 5-pound plates, and then 2.5-pound plates. But it's nice because they're adjustable. You don't have to have a big-ass dumbbell rack sitting in your house somewhere with a bajillion different dumbbells. I just have the 10-pound plates stacked in piles. There's 4 different piles, and then I have one pile of 5s, one pile of 2.5s, and then the two dumbbells with the... like the safety clips or spin-ons, I guess, is essentially kind of what they are. And then you can just adjust them from there. I would go with that. I would also go the kettlebell still, because there's so much shit you can do with a kettlebell that just the dumbbell doesn't do the same exact thing. So right there, you're looking at about 180. I would definitely look at, you can get pretty, no, I wouldn't even do that. I would go mace. Like you were saying, depending on the price, we don't really know the price of that. So I'm probably getting up to like that 250-ish range. And then from there, what I would want to do is probably invest into a cheaper bench, because you can get like decently cheap, like just fine benches. I think my first bench I had, I got it for $75, not even $50. You look on Facebook Market, I'm sure you can get them even cheaper. Obviously that, because now you have the dumbbells, you have the kettlebell, you have the mace. I would go with the bench, and then I would go with a 16 inch, maybe a little bit higher of a plyo box.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now my reasoning is obviously like dumbbells, so much versatility there. And if you have 100 pounds, in both hands, like you're pretty fucking, I mean, if you're my size and you got 100 pounds in both hands, you're pretty fucking strong, like pretty strong individual. So, I mean, I think that's plenty for what most people would need, especially like the people we're speaking to. And then the kettlebell, of course, like I was saying, there's just so much more you can do with a kettlebell than a dumbbell. Kettlebell swings, the way you can offset the load by getting it bottom under instead of letting it rest on your wrist. all those different variables that you can do with it. You can do the halos. That's also something you can do, I'm assuming, with the mace pretty nicely as well. But then I would go either mace or clubs. I think clubs are too much close to like the same effect that you can get with a kettlebell, but you can't do the same thing. Like, because I know with clubs, you can do a little bit more like one arm, like single arm stuff that you couldn't really like do with a kettlebell unless you were like really good at flipping a kettlebell around and stuff. But either or, one of the two. But
that's the thing of it too, is you could always just get an array of kettlebells and start mastering kettlebells.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, you that could mean? Literally be your literally budget just is just kettlebells.
Rack, yeah. Get yourself a set of, you know, 10. It'd probably go more like kilos, but like if we're talking LBs here, 10, you know, 20 somethings, 30 somethings, 50 to 60 somethings, and then go to your 100, you know what I mean? And just
probably you could do like so. Yeah, you could do so much.
That's it. And you just master those.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you work your way up through all the great kettlebell movements. That's also a great route to go. But everything you just said with that price range, I'd agree with. The only thing I would say is like if a different route I would go is I'd add in or to take out something in there is a barbell with some weight if you're stronger. And like, let's say you're in the middle of a lockdown and they just shut everything down. You got some cash. Then I'd go like the barbell with some weight with it just because if you're already stronger and you might already mess with that type of stuff already. But if you're not and you're just like, hey, I just want to home stuff. I don't want to go to the gym, whatever. You don't need to get the barbell.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get everything you just said for sure.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And too, the thing that's like cool about a barbell, if you don't have like a power rack, is the fact of like, if you want to squat, now you're forced to do a fucking, what is it? A clean and jerk where you're putting it over your head and then putting it down on your back to do a back squat.
Yeah. So depends who's doing it. That's a good thing. Well, build a squat rack. Like Janelle did that. I can't remember her tag on Instagram, but from Prescript, she
built she did
like a bench.
That's tight.
You know, like a bench rack for her, for when she benches.
Yeah.
I don't know if she squatted with it, but like if it held the squat weight, but she built one up, you know, as like a prototype type of thing. And it works. It worked. And if she put like even more effort into it and like really stabilized it more, it'd be 100%, which is then just some, you know, a couple of dollars over at Home Depot, whatever you got by.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. That's always the way you could do it too.
Work to do it yourself. And if you know how to.
Yep. Yep. That's the thing. You have to know how to do it and be like confident in that work that you're not about to get crushed by a barbell.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you know how to build, but if yeah, if
dude,
you,
there
if
is
you
know no build, fucking worse feeling right. than getting pinched under a weight when you're by yourself. It's so well, you're just like
you don't, just don't fuck. Put the clips on and then you're all right.
Yeah, that's a that was a rookie. Yeah, benching. Trust me, that's how I learned and like not bench with clips on was I was
because you get stuck.
Yeah, I was probably 18, 19. It was like I was in the army still. And it was like those, I was in like one of the gyms on base. And I remember I saw some big dude lifting before me. He left and I was like, my time to go bench. And I was still like 130 fucking pounds. Yeah. Put like 135 on that bitch, bro, or whatever. No, I was like 145. Yeah, 145 and just got pinched, bro, instantly. Just got pinched instantly. So it feels good to be a lot stronger than that now.
Yeah, it does, right?
Yeah, it does. Way fucking feels amazing. So
like the gamut's the 250, right? If we're talking big talk, I'll just say what you have next to just a full home gym. Like
that's everything. Yeah, you. Yeah, I would go. You know? Okay, so big thing that people miss that is a huge savior is so gym floor mats. Huge tip: don't go buy fucking gym floor mats. You're gonna spend so much money getting raped, getting those. Don't do that. Don't get horse stall mats. Go, I'm serious. I got my horse stall mats 8 feet by 4 feet. Now, when you buy a gym mat, so these horse stall mats are 8 feet by 4 feet, and they're 3/4 inch thick rubber. Your floor is not breaking if you drop a fucking barbell. It's not happening. It's not. It's just gonna bounce. It's gonna bounce a little bit. Well, depending on what you got. If you got bumper plates, it'll bounce. I got fucking old school iron ass shit, so it doesn't bounce too much. But at least it doesn't break my floor. I think that's a big thing. And if you're like in an apartment like Lou, it's going to help at least not piss the people off below you completely.
I don't know if you can even do it, bro. To be honest with you, I don't want to tell you to go do that yet. Only because the integrity of the floor, how much weight it could possibly hold, you got a whole squat rack going on. Squat rack. You're squatting. If you have a squat rack in your house, you're not squatting 135 max. You're not. Like, who does that? No. You know what I mean? Unless your pops was squatting, and guess what? His squat's not a max, 135. He's definitely hitting some numbers. Yep. Add that plus the squat rack plus you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that might go through the floor. I don't know though. I'm just
maybe.
Saying. Dude,
maybe. So I don't wanna... Maybe. Okay. Well, still, if you're in a house or whatever, horse stall mats are, I think, a way better way to go than having any type of. Even if you're not planning on dropping stuff, it's really comfortable and it keeps your floor safe.
See, that's a great idea. Then you have it in an apartment if you're going to work out on.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, it's cheaper.
Squat rack.
Yeah, no.
Go nuts.
It's,
floor, you know?
Yeah, yeah, no, it's cheap. It's just cheaper than, because I've looked into it, like, you can go to Menards and get, like, those little squares and all that stuff, you know, and, like, that stuff will cost you if you want to get a decent amount of space. Mm. I have one mat that's in my corner. That's my mobility corner. That's one mat, $50. That's it.
Boom.
8 feet by 4 feet. If you're taller than 8 feet, I'm sorry, you might need to. Yeah. I'm not, so I'm good.
That's good.
Yeah, so I think I would go there, and then, yeah, I mean, depending on, like, where you live, like Lou's saying, I mean, I would go definitely a power rack with pull-up bars. So, like, if you – because, like, that was a big thing I looked at when I was investing into gym equipment was I had a power rack. It wasn't even a power rack. It was just a squat rack with a pull-up bar. And I knew when I bought a power rack, I wanted to make sure that still had a pull-up bar because it's like, why would I – have two separate fucking things? Like, because I've seen them where it's just like the logo of a company right there and the logo of a company on the back, right? Which is, it looks sick, but I want my shit to be versatile. I don't got much room. So I got one with a fat grip pull-up bar and a skinny grip pull-up bar. So I got both, best of both worlds when it comes to that. I like it.
Nice.
Yeah. Then, you know, the Titan one I bought, I don't know which Titan rack I have. And like I said, no affiliation, but I think it's like the T3. It's the shortest one. That's why I got it. So it's dope because it fits. Like, if you can get, depending on your ceilings, I had to get a shorty rack because, like, when I bought this rack, I was in third and it still fits in my basement. My basement ceilings, I can reach up and palm it flat. So, and I'm only 5'8". So, really? Yeah, that's how small my ceilings are. Like, so that shows you how short this rack is. It's tight. Like, it works really well in small spaces. The only thing that sucks is, like, pull ups, you have to lift your feet up, but it's not the fucking end of the world. Yeah, whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's okay. But if you have the option, if you have the option,
it doesn't.
You were cool. If you if you have the option, you can always, you can always go bigger. Because bigger is always better, baby. But yeah, you can always go bigger. But it costs a lot more. So, like, if I looked from, like, the shorty to, like, the regular size, I think it was like a $350 difference. So, I mean, like, trying to save some money. I mean, that's always the way to go.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Well, because you got to think the material.
But I'm saying they might also know, like, because I'm thinking it's that much more material. Yeah, I guess 350 is not that much more to actually go higher.
It's not, yeah, because I mean it's a decent amount higher too. Like, yeah, the shorty rack compared to the other ones is it's a pretty big difference. I can't remember exactly like the inches or the feet. It's different, but it's quite a bit. Because I know I've stood in a Titan, like a regular Titan rack. I don't remember what it was, maybe like the T2 or something. And when I reached up, I couldn't reach. I had to jump and grab the pull up bar. So I know for a fact it's like much taller. But yeah, so I'd go power rack, just a barbell. You know what? Yeah, I would go barbell just for the sake of, like, the skill.
You got the fuzzles like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, the reason why.
2,500?
What's up?
2,500?
Yeah, I mean, if that's what, yeah, that's how much everything cost me to get. I mean, that's including the weights, the stuff I have the weights sitting on, the dumbbells, the kettlebells, the power rack, the barbells, and to have an elliptical down here too. So, yeah. The most expensive things were my elliptical, which was $1,000.
So I was gonna say to get rid of.
Yep.
I would trade the elliptical for. I don't know the cost of machines like that.
I would just get a treadmill. I mean.
Yeah.
Just because it's like when it's -20 in Minnesota and I just want to walk, like at least I can walk and I also then can run, get better at running mechanics.
Bro, you better walk in that cold.
I will. I will.
A ski machine.
Yeah. I think that would be kind of tight.
You know what I mean? Because you get a lot out of it. You move a lot. Your body's a lot. there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
You're going from basically triple extension.
Deep. Those are the ones that have just like the two, like.
No. See, I'm talking about the handles are up top.
Oh, okay. Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
And the yep. Yeah, yeah, I see. So you're going. Yeah.
Yeah, and you
the one that using CrossFit and stuff.
Mimic the resistance. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You could change the resistance on it. Because I just think there's a lot more body mobility in those.
Yeah, when we move and have a higher ceiling, when the garage gets moved into the gym, or when the gym gets moved into a garage, that's what I'm going to trade it out for. That's what I'm going to trade it out for.
That's a stack right there. So you got everything else for a stack. Dude, Minnesota price is dope.
Everything else is from like Titan. So grand. If you're, I mean, everything was pretty affordable. It's Titan sponsor us because, you know, shout out to you guys.
Hey, yeah, Titan, what's going on? There was a sponsorship.
But for real, I mean, their equipment's been really, really nice and I like it. And I also got, rings. I love rings. I like the rings for push-up variations, bodyweight row variations, and also pull-up variations because, like, the thing about a pull-up bar is that your hands are where? Well, they're locked in one position or another position, but either way, they're only facing forward. They're never in this neutral where the palms are facing together or facing each other. That's why I like the rings because you can start there. You can even start open and kind of get some rotation going as you pull through, a little bit more motion out of the scaps while you're doing a pull-up, stuff like that. I don't know. It just feels really good doing pull-ups on rings compared to like a straight bar if you've never done it before. And they're just fun to use too. And also if you can get strong enough to do dips on them, you're a monster if you can do dips on rings because the stability there is. Yeah.
Cool stuff.
Yep. But I mean, like, bands, just stack of bands. And then I also have a weight vest up to 60 pounds, and I have a 60 pound sandbag.
I had a thought last on the $500 section. I was mm-hmm. like, I'm missing something.
I was gonna throw in sandbag too. I forgot.
Because sandbag, you can have your $100 option. That's mm-hmm. honestly what I would do, dude. Is the kettlebell. And a sandbag.
Because you can, what's you dope about a sandbag?
You walk with it, you throw it over your shoulder. You could do squats with it, you could do deadlifts with it. You could throw it over one shoulder and walk.
You could carry it just like so and walk. You could carry it on your back and walk. Yeah.
You could drag it on the floor. You could punch it. You could sleep with it.
Mm-hmm. It could be a cuddle buddy, bro. You could, in the gym all the way to bed. Damn. Damn. No, that's a good point though. I mean, you do make a solid point. I think the sandbag. I'm pissed because I ended up taking the sand out of it because I felt like I'm gonna take the sand out when I move because my luck, I'm gonna somehow get sand everywhere. So I need to get some more sand in it because I miss using it. I haven't used it since whenever I moved out of third. That's when I took it out. But I love that thing because it's like I would go on literally like. When I would have no clients at third and like I was waiting for my next client to get there, I would be like, all right, cool. I'm going to go on a walk and I'll just grab the sandbag and just go walk around. Like it was just fun to do.
Yeah, dude. I got a fresh sandbag. I never put sand in, but I got two bags of sand in my car for the last year.
That's one of those things.
Longer, actually.
Yep. What else? I mean, I think that would really be it though. I mean, a bench. So adjustable bench. Mine's adjustable. Power rack, barbell. Some weights to go with that barbell. Honestly, though, if I'm thinking about it, I don't think everybody needs a power rack. You know, me and you talk about this a lot, that like a lot of people probably just never really necessarily need to pick up a barbell.
But if you have,
yes, you might as well.
25 hunch?
You might as well. Yeah. Because it's like,
why not?
Exactly. You know? That's what I'm saying. So I would just get that, you know. The adjustable dumbbells, the adjustable kettlebell, go with the sandbag, weight vest, plyo box, barbell, power rack, adjustable bench, some mats for the floor, and a weight rack to hold your weights. You also can get the ones that go onto the actual power rack, and that will save you additional space as well. Mm. Mm-hmm. I just have like one that sits over in the corner, but I have the space for it, so it works.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really it. And then maybe like some yoga blocks and slant board, if I was going to throw anything else in.
Slant board, ooh.
Just for like the whole goblet squat stuff, even like a lot of like ankle mobility things, like turning around the other way and working on like a combat stretch with your foot or toes elevated up, doing stuff like that, I think has been very beneficial for me, and I think it could be very beneficial for a lot of other people. You can use the slant board. So the slant boards I have, the reason why I like them is I can stack them both. So like instead of having the angle, if I turn one around, it's a flat surface. And you see my videos of me doing like my front foot elevated split squats. It's like the perfect height when you get the two big ones together, and you can stack all four of them and get even more hip flexion out of it. But I like where I have right now because it gets me to that perfect just below 90 where I'm trying to work on that internal rotation of my hip right now, and it gets me right. I like it. So that's why I like the slant boards I have. Like, not every slant board like that, because you'll sometimes buy one, it's just one slant board. But I could put I'll put some stuff in the show notes for people. That's what I'll do, because I still have links for all the stuff that I bought. So what I'll do is I'll just put links to some stuff in the show notes. No affiliation, but just to help you all out. If you want to go check out some stuff we talked about and get your fitness up at home, then you can go check it out.
All my stuff's from Onnit. Every mace I have, every kettlebell I have, every hydro bag I have, every sandbag I have. I have three maces, three kettlebells, the sandbag, the hydro bag. They're all from Onnit.
Okay, cool.
That's what I got. And then some bands that aren't from Onnit, and I forget where they're from.
Yeah. My bands are some random ass bands too. So I'm just going to put some random set of bands on there or whatever. But yeah, sick, dude. I think this was a great episode, because I think a lot of people can, first off, realize, hey, I don't need all this. Remember that. The first thing we said is,
yes, remember it.
We got up to this $2,500 price point, but where do we start? $0? $0. Body weight. You got your body.
And you know what, though?
Use it.
Let's say you're in debt and you owe somebody money. Get running.
Yeah.
And guess what you're gonna get doing?
Running.
Working out.
Yep.
So get your Nikes on and go do your best Forrest Gump impression. And that's it. You know what I mean? So we even just solved your problem if you owe people money. Just run.
There you go. Now you got your fitness
relocate,
covered.
Relocate. Don't change anything. Just relocate. Do it again. Yep. You find other people that'll give you money. You know? And guess what? You get
just
to
keep
get your
running.
Fitness on again.
Yeah.
Go run again.
Go run again.
Set up shop in a new town. And con them all again. And you just do that continuously over and over and over and over. Because why not? Right?
Yeah. Why not? Why not? Well, yeah. I think that's really all I want to talk about. I think it's a good place to leave it off. If anybody has any questions, like I said, we're going to put all the stuff down in the show notes. And look, I always got to give a little shameless plug at the end of the episode. If y'all need help any further, me and Lou are right here to help you out. We got you. Just go ahead down in the show notes. Right down there, there's a book now link. You can book your consultation today. Choose me or Lou to chat with. It doesn't matter. Either or. And we're going to chat it up. And we're going to get going and get you right. So make sure you go check that out. You got anything for him, Lou?
No.
All right. Hey, just know we out here keeping skaters skating.